Before Master speaks, I would like to just preface his remarks with a little direction. Listen with your eyes tonight and see with your soul. And accept what Jesus said and be as little children. Leave your prejudice outside the door. Leave your preconceived ideas outside the door. And if you would gain an experience from this meeting, let the love that is going to be projected to you be returned by you. And you will gain an experience tonight that you will never duplicate. Master?
Dear brothers and sisters, we are all children of God. We were someday in the lap of God. Ever since we were separated from God, we have forgotten God and engaged in schisms, bigotry, and narrow-mindedness. The result was we are all unhappy. God sends masters to realize that we are all one. Born with the same privilege from God, the same soul of the same essence as that of God, and the same God overhead whom we worship. So they bring this message of unity between we forget all these lead to bigotry, narrow-mindedness, and all schisms. Masters come, they come, they are not the monopoly of any sect, first of all. They come for all the world over, like sun rises and give light all around them. No question who, high or low, one country or the other, wearing labels of one religion or the other. So there is no east and west for them. The whole creation is the home of our Father. The earth below and the sky overhead. On my last visit when I came here, there was one meeting held east and west. And men from all countries who had just arrived there then, they were asked to speak on their own behalf. So I was also asked to stand up and say what I had to say. So I told them that there is this whole creation in the house of our Father. So many rooms there are, so many countries are the so many rooms in the house of our Father. All men born alike, with the same privilege from God as I submitted before. Same constitution outside and inside. No high, no low. As soul, we are doves of this ocean of all consciousness. We are all brothers and sisters in God. As whom we worship, He is the same, called by so many names. So the unity exists and we have forgotten. They bring in the message to the world that there is God, who is the maker of all universe. He is the controller of all universe and permeates all creation. This is the message they bring to the world. They say that this world did not come of itself. at the beginning the scientists said it is the action reaction of the matter, but ultimately they have come to the conclusion that Huxley, the great scientist, gave out ultimately that there is a power controlling all creation which is conscious. So such masters, when they come, they say that God is love and our soul have got love in it. They bring in religion of love, no new religion. And all masters who came in the past, they gave out, love thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, with all thy strength. And the second, love thy neighbor as thyself. As God resides in every heart, the same soul being of the same essence of God, we are all brothers and sisters in God, and the same a man born with the same purity from God. So they say, love God. God resides in every heart. So we should love all, because God resides in every heart, and also we are all brothers and sisters in God. So this thing we forget, they come to revive this truth which exists. Unity already exists, and we have forgotten. They say, if you would like to meet God, then what you should do? You should all love all. If you want to meet God, then you should all love all. Hatred for none. Sympathy for all. Peace be unto all the world over, under thy will, O God, as Guru Nanak gave. And all of the masters said the same. Tenth Guru, Kabir says the same thing. We should love God, who is the creator of all universe, who is controlling all universe, and controlling us in the body too. Man body is a wonderful house we live in. It has got so many apertures, but we cannot run away out of it. Body works for as long as we are in the body. And we are in the body until that power controls us in the body. When that power leaves, we have to leave the body. So, say we should love our God. So, Tenth Guru also said the same thing, you see. God resides in every heart. If you want to love God, and you say, whom you do not see, how can you say you love God when you, those whom you see, you do not love them? Because He also resides in every heart. First of all, He resides in our own heart. He is the controlling power keeping us in the body. So, in all, there is no heart without it. Somewhere it is manifest. Others, they are, though not manifest, in whom the God is manifest, they are center, they appear before the mankind to guide them properly. So there are so many sins, you see, in the world, one graver than the other. So Mawlana says, you may drink. So drinking is the mother of all evils. That's a sin, of course. But they say, he says there is still more greater heinous crime than that. And what is that? He says burn all scriptures. It is still very grave sin. He says, all right, this is also grave sin, we know, but there is still greater sin than that too. And that is put all places of worship on fire, burn them down. It's the gravest, of course. But he says there's still most grave than that is don't torment anybody. Because you want to meet God, He lies in every heart. You have no sympathy for Him, you hate Him. So this is greatest of all sins. So man-body is the highest in all creation. Next to God, even the angels are asked to bow down before the man-body. So man-body is the highest of all. It is a golden opportunity afforded to us, because in this man body only we can know God, in no other body. So it is said, it is a man, Rigveda says, it is a Brahmapuri, in which Brahm can be manifested. It is Devapuri. It is a place where God manifests. So they say, love God. This is the religion they bring for the mankind. And they tell us, the rishis, when they return, their soul returned from outer enjoying the bliss of the higher planes, they selected the man body to enter. Because in man body alone they can know God. Even the gods and goddesses aspire for that man body. And we are fortunate, we have got that man body. So who we are, they say, well, you are conscious entity. Man-body, you have got very golden opportunity, of course, to know God. But to know God, you must know yourself first, because it is you who have to know God, not the body. Body is a golden opportunity afforded to us, in which we can know God. So to know God first, we will have to know ourselves. And truly speaking, this man-body is not our home. This is golden opportunity afforded to us in which we can go back to our home, true home. So the address, O soul, this man body of this world is not your true home. Your true home is one where it is all consciousness, your man, your conscious entities. So make the best use of this man body. So man body is the treasure house in which God resides. Quran says, I am a hidden treasure within you. Why don't you find me? Seek me there. Maharaj says, outer place of pilgrimage of Muhammad in Makkah, you see Kaaba, is the house of God. He says that Khalilullah Rahman raised. And this man body raised by whom? By God, in the womb of your mother. It is more than appreciated to be the house of God. So all masters, Guru Nanak says, look here, that the treasure of divinity is within you. To find it, just follow the word of some master. How to tap inside, how to withdraw from outside. How to come in contact, open your single eye to see the light of God which is within you. So, truly speaking, body is the true temple of God. It is the body in which what is the light of God is manifest. So, this is why it is said, with all light is within with us, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. Christ said, I have come to make people see who do not see. And those who see may be blind. What does it mean? Attention is the outward expression of soul. When our attention is withdrawn from outside, it is all dark. It's all becoming blind. When you see within your own self with this darkness now, that the more attention you put in there, the more darkness will be thin, you will see light coming up. So this is what he meant, that I have come to make people see who do not see, and those who see, they may be blind. So blind world is the terminology of the masters, is not one who has got no eyes on the forehead, but whose inner eye or the single eye is not open. So masters come to open that eyes within us. So as a man, you see, outer temples are made after the model of man body. All temples are made dome-shaped, Hindu temple. They and the Buddha, two symbols of God. God, when He wanted to be many, there was vibration. And vibration results in two things, light and sound. God is light and God is voice of the God. God is the music of the sphere, certain nada. So these two symbols were kept in the temples outside, made after the model of man body, put in light and sound. They can kindle and light a candle and ring the bell. In churches, they are nose-shaped, long-shaped. Therein also they put in light candle and the bell is ringing. In the mosques, there are foreign shapes. There also they light a candle. In all holy places of worship, of one religion or another, all this is the symbol style. So one thing is there. We have those symbols. We are not fully aware what for the symbols stand. For want of practical people. We may be very learned, but those who have not seen the light within, how can they say the light within? God is light. We do say, God is light. If you have not seen light, then how can you say God is light? This is only what you read books or heard from anybody. The Master says it is just like a blind man saying God is light. He is evaluating in all creation. So if he has not seen, he says he is on all creation, then it is just like a man who do not see and do not hear. Though says you must see first and then say. Then how many there are such like people in the world? There have been in the past few, even now they are, but they are few, who can open the inner eye to give the light of God within you. So this unity as man, as soul, as God whom we worship, we are all one. Unity already exists and we have forgotten. Master come to have this unity realized by us. If that's like happens, you see, the kingdom of God will come on earth. So ever since we separated from God, as I told you, we were sometimes in the lap of God. We are under great delusion. How? Our souls are under the command of mind. Mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. And outgoing faculties are drawn like anything but the outer enjoyment. So our soul, the outer expression of which is attention, that is identified with the outgoing faculties, body and outer world, so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. We say it is my body. We say it is my coat, it is my head, it is my prana. But we cannot separate us practically from us. I say this is my spectacle. I can put it out. I can say my head, I can put it out. I can say my coat, I can put it out. Can you put it off my body? So it is we who are living this man body. The Master come to tell us how to come out of the delusion. Moreover, the law of cause and effect, as you sow, so shall you reap, is also very much in action while on earth. And some, on account of what you forgetfulness under a great optical illusion, the old song goes on, coming and going, never ended, because we are the doer. So Master tells us what to do. He says, we must come out of this man body. O man, know thyself, who you are, what you are. All Masters, in the East and the West both, gave us this solution for the whole. This deception, how to come out, how to eliminate this optical deception, you say. body is made of matter, and the soul is conscious entity. Outside world is also made of matter, both changing at the same speed as our body, and we are identified with the body so much so that we cannot differentiate ourselves. When two things are changing at the same speed and we are identified with it, it appears we are all stationary. How great delusion it is. Optical illusion. The only thing is we can, if we rise above body consciousness, we know ourselves, who we are, what we are. We have got the man body, we have got the intellect, but we are conscious entities. It is you and living the mind, this factory of the body. We who give strength to the outgoing faculties to see, to hear, to taste. And it is we who are controlled by those things. How pity it is. Us, what to be put before the cart. Cart is put before the horse. So masters say, unless, all masters, Western Greek philosophers said the same thing. In their own language, of course, gnoti theotom. Old Latin philosophers said the same thing, nasi tipsum. Persian philosophers say, the ultimate goal of all knowledge is to know self. If you have known so much about the physical body, so much about the intellect, and you have known little or nothing about your own self, then you are an ignorant man. It is we who have to leave the body. It is we who have delivered the body. And it is we who are now controlled by the body and outgoing faculty like anything. So, you will find that the parable to show that one man was praying God. Somebody asked him, what's the matter? What for you pray God? He said, last night thieves came here and took away my horse. People said, what is there to thank God? He said, I am thanking God that I was not riding on the horse, otherwise I would have been taken away. I think he was very wise. He saved the rider and let the horse go. And what you have done? We have kept the horse. The rider is forgotten. So Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself without your attention from all outside and from what is below, come up to the feet of the soul at the back of the eyes, and your inner eye is open, the single eye, then single eye be open, thy whole body shall be full of light. Until thus this deception cannot go out. Now, of our own self, why can't we come out of this delusion, I would say? Because we are identified with the outgoing faculties, body and mind and intellect. And all practices that we follow to know God or to know self, they all relate to body, outgoing faculties, mind and intellect. With whom we are already identified and do practices, follow practices such which relate to those things, how can we rise above body consciousness? Some people, as you've seen, they have got some backgrounds. They see light, they hear some sound, but they go to a doctor to treat them what is the disease. They do not know what to do. So my point is, Guru Nanak says, unless you analyze yourself, rise above body consciousness, you cannot know God. So to know oneself is the first step that we have to take. Other things will follow after that. So Emerson said, tap insight. And Christ also said, you know, except you be reborn, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus, the Jewish head, who was a very learned man, came up to him saying, Lord, we are grown up people, how can we re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And the Christ told him, look here, you are a learned man, people respect you like anything, don't you know that flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit? Then he said, you must be reborn. So Ribbon means one birth in this man body, the other birth into the beyond. These things, all masters they told you, East or West makes no difference. They all have the same thing to say in their own language, of course. In the East, among the Hindus, there is a custom to be twice born. Children of 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old, they are made twice born. They are given what? Gayatri Mantra. Perhaps you might have heard about it. It is a mantra considered to be the highest. That means rise above bodies, accept the ray of the sun coming up to you, and rise to the sun to be one with Sahara. O Lord, direct our attention to that. That's the prayer. The children of 5 years, 7 years, 9 years old, children were made twice born. They have given this mantra. And at the same time, they have given demonstration of how to rise above body consciousness, open the single eye within or the third eye to see the light of God. The same custom even now prevails amongst the Hindus. They give the same mantra to them, but no demonstration, for want of practical people. So, practically it is something, you see, to rise above body consciousness or dying by the life. Are to be reborn. So, all masters said, learn to die so that we may begin to live. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated in the mystery of beyond, their soul has the same experience, passed through the same process as a dying man while leaving the body, reverse to the back of the eyes when his eyes are upturned. There he lives into the beyond. But in that case, the silver cord on which is based on the reaction of the past is broken. He never returns. But to die while alive, that silver cord is not broken. He has to return. Saint Paul said, I die daily. Take cross daily. All masters, Quran says, die before you actually die. Somebody reported to Prophet Muhammad, you look here, is this a death which will lead us to the grave? He said, no, it is not such a death. It will lead you from darkness to light. The sun sets this way, rises the other way. So you got the man body, go and learn to die while alive. This is a golden opportunity you have got. Dadu, saint of the East, also says the same, learn to die so that you may begin to live. Guru Nanak says, learn to die daily hundreds of times a day, if you can, at will. All glory and beauty lies within you. Astral plane is more beautiful than the physical one, cause of still more and subtle spiritual planes, more beautiful and enchanting than the outside. Once you have a bliss of that, you won't like to return. No man doesn't dare to go beyond. Man is afraid of death. And nobody can escape death. That's the pity. All have to leave body. All saints. All incarnations, all kings, all papas, all, one and all. Everybody has to leave the body. And we also have to, you may say further. So, how to conquer death? When there is no escape from it, then we should learn to die. What to die means to leave this physical plane, rise into the beyond. And this is what the Master gave the very first day at the time of initiation. How to rise above body consciousness. So such like masters are wanted, who know of this world as well as of the beyond. Their body appears to be in the world, but their soul is the mouthpiece of God. They appear to be engaged in so many outer pursuits, but whenever they want, they rise above body consciousness and traverse into the beyond. Those who are competent to that, extent, then they are competent to raise you also above body consciousness. Withdraw your attention from all outside, take it to the seat of the soul at the back of the eyes and transcendence into beyond. So we are afraid of death for two reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. You see? Scriptures tell us, Puranas tell us, that when a soul leaves the body, it has terrible pain, like 1,000 scorpions sting together. One scorpion bites, you see, terrible pain, what to speak of 1,000 scorpions biting together. Mohammedan scriptures tell us the same thing. The soul, when it leaves the body, it experiences the same trouble, what when you put a thorny bush through the rectum, through the elementary canal, and take out from the mouth. You've seen many men dying in terrible pain. They cannot leave the body. So what Master tell us how to rise up the very first day. Then day-to-day practice, you feel joy to go into the beyond. Kabir says, people are afraid. One thing, they do not know how to leave the body. And moreover, they do not know what is the fate awaiting us after the body. Those who sit at the feet of the Masters, they know how to leave the body by regular practice. First is the demonstration given to that effect. And second, they begin to traverse into the beyond. They go jolly. I've been here twice before. I came home very jolly. I know this is a place. So it is something, sunsetting this way and rising the other way. So the Master has been praying, O God, send us such like men who can take us out of the box of our body. Mola Rum prays, this is the body, the prison house in which we are the prisoners. And prison is locked on all outside. How to release yourself? You can make the hole in the roof and go off. This is taking cross daily, die daily, learn before you really die, be twice born or reborn. This is a very practical thing, what is given by Master, give you a demonstration of that. Then by regular practice, you rise above body consciousness, then it is a joy to die. So this is a learn to die so that you begin to live. If you sit by the feet of your Master, he will have experience of that. When you rise above body consciousness, you see some power is working. Not before. And you learn to die in such a death, then you get forever lost in life. So these outer, God dwells in the temple of man body, which he has made. Which he has made. God does not reside in temples made by human hands. But he does reside in the temples that he has made in the womb of the mother. So, outer models of man body, temples, churches, mosques, and other holy places, they are made after the man body, model of man body. For the beginners to show that such like light and such like sound is within you, God is within you. As long as they are practical people, they had that experience. For want of them, they have forgotten the true temple of God, and the other things which are made only beginners, for the beginners, they have taken that to be the be all and end all. So, Tulsi Sahib says very strange thing, you are the true temple of God carrying with you and you go to the outer mask made by the hand of man. They were meant only to tell you that to show to the beginners that such like light and sound is within you. So we have respect for all outer things, they are meant for something. But unless we only stick to it and not type for which those purpose, those models were raised, and not entered into the temple of God in which we live in, also He resides. So okay, it doesn't become you. So now the point is, it is only in man body that we can realize God and know the body. That is why man body is considered to be the highest in all religion and the golden opportunity afforded to you. So why, what stands in our way to rise above body consciousness and enter into the beyond? Master say we have seen God. Where? In this man body. Guru Nanak went to Persia. There Qazi Rukuddin, one of the Mohammedan saints, told him, you are a great saint, you must have seen the house of our father, of God. He said, yes, I have seen it. And he described this man body. He described so many limbs are there, two hands, two feet, there are two windows in the house, two eyes. And from above, he calls for the children, come back, dear children, home. So, what stands in the way? The same mind stands between you and God. Your soul is under control of mind, mind is in control of the outgoing faculties, and outgoing faculties are driven like anything by the outward enjoyments. We who give strength to these things, and we are driven by that. So, first thing would be how to control the mind. Mind is outward, you see. Say if you have got a resolute will to meet God, to see God, then what you should do? First, put your step on the mind, control it, and the second step that you take, that will reach the house of your father. So mind, masters came and they solved the mystery, why mind is attached outside? How can that be done from there? Outside, you see, that's all, what you say, all bliss outside. And outside bliss is just divided in two parts. One, good scenery, beauty. The other, music of the sphere. So God has afforded you this very thing in you, more melodious, more enchanting, more beautiful. And that is what? That's the world within you. Worldless God, when came into being, into existence, that was called world, and world was in the beginning, world was with God, and world was God, and whole creation came into being after that. This also said by other scriptures, God was nameless when it came into being, it is called Naam, and is the cause of all creation, reverberating all creation, and controlling all creation. Mohammedan also say, Kalma is the cause of all creation, kun fi yun kun ho gaya. Our scriptures also show, when God wanted to vanish the light, He said it came to be. So, what do these tears within us to give a contact to the mind of the divine melody and light which is within us already? The sound current and the light which is within us. So word or naam, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and light on my path. And other scriptures say, naam is within, the very controller within us of keeping us in the body, and when you come in contact, its light compares to thousands of suns rising together. When your third eye, single eye is open. When that is open, when your attention is withdrawn from all outside and taken up to the level of the soul at the back of the eye, there that eye opens. A very open thing. If you can do yourself, do it and see. If not, someone who is adept on the way with little word, little way up is given and begins to see the light. Little or more, according to each man's background. And there, for the light, in light we see. and we are enveloped with light, then where to go? They are the sound principle, guides us. So there are two things inside, one the sight and the other hearing, audition. So when mind gets bliss of both, he leaves all out of the enjoyment. So it is only, but how can you have this contact? It is only by being in the company of the saints that we can know the path within us and can succeed in joining the soul with the music within. He gives the contact with you. This is what is meant by initiation. He opens the inner eye to see, as I just mentioned before. I said, I have come to those people see who do not see. And those who see, they may be blind. So Master says, see and then say. That's right. If you do not see, this is just what you have read in scriptures or heard from somebody else, but you have not actually seen. Kabir says, had there been one or two, I would have explained to them, wherever I see, all are spiritually blind. So this man came to the world with, what you say, their shield. Seals you put on the eyes and seals you put on the ears. And the masters come to open those seals from the eyes and from the ear. They begin to see and begin to hear. So that is why that is called the word, the Logos, Christ called it living water and said that whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him, he shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him as well of water springing up everlasting life. So this is water of life, or the bread of life which the Master gave, the taste of which once had by the mind, he leaves off all outer attachments and joys. Guru Nanak also said the same thing. He says, Shabd, Nam, Elixir. Elixir. It is the elixir of Nam or Shabda within us. Muslim called it Abhihayat. That means water of life. And Christ has also said the same thing. You remember the one Samaritan lady who was passing by with pitcher of water over her head, and Christ wanted water from him. She, on account of inferiority complex, did not give him. He belongs to her family, I am the lower. And Christ said, had she given me this water to drink, my thirst would have been satisfied for a while. Again I would have felt thirsty. Had she come to me, I would have given him water of life, which would have satisfied all thirst forever. This is the word or naam, the outer expression of which is light and sound, that is most bliss-giving. Among the Hindus, there is a system, you see, that man dying, when he dies at the deathbed, they put a candle burning on in the palm of his hand and tell the dying man, look into the flame of his candle. And the mantra that they read, that in Sanskrit means, this light will go along with you. Well, the very hand and the candle both remain here. Which light goes along with us? That is light within you. That should be seen with the inner eye while alive. If you light such a candle, Guru Nanak says, that will guide you here and hereafter both. Kabir also said, there is light is lit within you, without wick and without oil. So this is what all masters enjoin, take heed that the light within you is not darkness. The question comes, we can have this experience, this demonstration, this capital, from whom? From the saints. And how can the saints we met, the saints bring the same ancient wisdom, but they only are met when grace of God descends. You see? When God is within us, when he sees that this child is hankering after me, yearning for me like anything, he will make arrangement to bring him in contact with somewhere where he is manifest. He's a man with eyes. The man who has no eyes, how can he recognize him? But he's brought in contact with him who puts him on the way. So this is what the saints, when they come, they revive the old, ancient wisdom. There's no new thing. This is the basic teachings of all masters who came in the East or the West. Both preach the same thing. Aristotle told, I heard one sound, it dragged me up into the new world. Plato also said, music of the spheres. Pythagoras, music of all harmonies. Truth clothed in light. Zoroaster said the same thing. All others. So this has been the basic teachings of all masters who came in the past, East or West. These are lying in our scriptures. If you'd like to have quotation from there, I've written one book by name, word and name, Naam, from all scriptures. I've given quotation. With no rights reserved, of course, it's a gift of nature, you see. So when the masters leave, those who contact with them, they get this first-hand experience direct. When they leave the earth after all, they work while it is day. When it falls night, who can work? As Christ did say, I am the light of the world as long as I am in the world. So after the departure of saints, we forget their teachings, we forget the reality, and other saints come up to make appearance to tell us of the eternal reality and freeze us from our doubts and delusions. They come to remind us of the truth. And they are, what they say, Guru Arjan says, they are sent by God to bring back all children of home. You know, Christ said, I have yet many sheep to look after. They don't go in that, they go and find out those who are hankering, who are yearning for God. So this is why I have not spoken of myself, but the Father which sent me. He gave me the commandment, what I should do and what I should speak. They become the mouthpiece of God. They speak as inspired by God. Guru Nanak says, I see whatever he inspires me to say. I cannot utter any word of my own. Guru Arjan says, I speak as ordered by God. The same words, of course, in their own language, they say. Kabir says, I've come from the God's house. I brought a message for you. Message of God to you, that you are all one. Your true home is the house of your Father. The man body is given to you a golden opportunity in which you can go back home. Meet some master who can guide you up about the inner way. That starts when you rise above body consciousness. Where the world philosophy ends, there the religion starts. In all outer things you find, we need some teacher. For the child, you see, his parents are the teacher, brother and sister are the teacher. In school, there are teachers there. In the world outside, all subjects relating to the outgoing faculties are intellect. We need somebody who is expert in that way. And this is a subject which, the ABC of which starts when you rise above body consciousness. Don't you think anybody is required? First of all, the man is required to usher you into the beyond, give a demonstration of that, how to rise above body consciousness. And also guide further there. So this is why, what they say, they always say what they have seen. And they say the same thing to all alike. They don't look to the labels we are carrying on the man body. They look to the man body, you've got man body, you've got conscious entities, you are. You're children of God, you've forgotten your true home. Entangled in the world body, prison house of the man body, it takes you up. They tell all alike. And what do they say? What they have seen. And make others see too. Dadu also says, I say something what I have seen, there are very few who can bear testimony, oh Dadu, what you are telling is true. Tulsidas said, what I have seen with my eyes, I am telling to the people. So I am quoting why all these things to you, to show knowledge is one, ancient is one. This has been the basic teaching of all masters, whether of the East or the West. No difference. And the Christ said, we say unto thee, we speak, that we do know, and testify that we have seen. The same words, that in that language, the other that. So when such like masters come, you see, we are not very fortunate. But we are very fortunate we have got the man body, because in man body alone we can know God, go back to our home, and no other body. And still more we become fortunate if we meet somebody in flesh like you, who can guide you, who can usher you into the Vijan, how to enter into the temple of the man body and go Vijan. This someone is required. And also when you rise beyond it, he also competent to guide you there. So such a master is required. Man is greatly fortunate if such a event happens. So wherever you are, we are not to leave any social bodies. Social bodies are made because man is social being. A man social being had to make some society to live in. There are already more than 700 social bodies in the world, you see, what are called religion. So they don't touch the first thing. You have taken the first step, all right. But the purpose for which you have taken that label, have you achieved that purpose? What is the purpose of joining any school of thought? To know God? But to know God, we must know ourselves first. Any school which has got very grand halls, or which has got very good playing grounds, whose dresses of the students are very beautiful and gay, and no student comes out successful, then these all religions were raised for the noble purpose so that many people may derive benefit from that. As long as there are practical people, they derive that benefit. For want of practical people, the same good old custom corrupts itself. Master again come to revive. So this is generally, this is message what the master brings to the world. When they come, they say, all right, come on, gentlemen who want to go back home, the plane is just leaving. Have the tickets and sit on the plane. The rest with the, what you say, the pilot and the one who attends him, go on safely. So this is the way. So this subject is very long. I have given you only one part of it just now. Tomorrow day after, I will give you in continuation what is God and what company suits us. Though you remain where you are not to leave your isms, your labels, your social bodies. Only one thing is required. What? You must be ethical. You must have true living. This is what is wanted. And to know God.
Thank you, Master.